This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes across the country have filed briefs in support of an opioid lawsuit. Jacob Resnick has more on impacts in Alaska.
Alaska Natives and Native Americans as a whole are fatally overdosing at a higher rate than the rest of the U.S. population. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Rob Sanderson Jr., a leader with Tlingit and Haida in Juneau, said addiction often starts on prescription drugs. When the supply of prescription pills runs out, people turn to the street.
It's everywhere. You see it with the rich, the poor, and the in-between.
Nearly 450 tribes have filed briefs in support of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit targeting the opioid industry. Jeffrey Stromer is an Oregon attorney helping direct the tribe's legal efforts.
I mean, this is an epidemic and a crisis that is devastating Indian country proportionally to a much greater degree than the crisis is having an impact in other parts of the country.
Legal experts say this federal multi-district litigation filed in Ohio now involves more than a dozen states, thousands of municipalities, and hundreds of tribes.
And that's different from some of the other large-scale litigations that people have compared this case to, most notably, like tobacco litigation.
Adam Zimmerman is a law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. He said that 1998 settlement ordered the tobacco industry to pay more than $200 billion over 25 years. But that settlement mostly went to states. But Zimmerman says it's clear tribal councils don't want to leave it up to the states if and when it comes time to share any global settlement.
Tribal sovereignty is very, very, very different from the kind of relationships between a city and a state government or state and the federal government, and how important it is that they have a seat at the table to make sure that the needs of the Alaska Natives and the other Native American populations that are represented are adequately served.
Tribal health organizations in Alaska have also filed suit. Tribal health organizations are on the front lines. The increasingly complex opioid lawsuit is in the hands of a federal judge in Cleveland. With the list of plaintiffs growing by the week, it could even surpass the 1990s tobacco case to become the largest lawsuit in U.S. history. I'm Jacob Resnick.
The National Congress of American Indians, other national Native organizations, and tribal leaders from across the country are reaffirming their stance to fight for protections under the Indian Child Welfare Act. ICWA is among topics being addressed at the National Congress of American Indians Annual Convention, taking place this week in Denver, Colorado. Native groups say tribal sovereignty is under attack, seen in a recent court ruling striking down the decades-old law as unconstitutional. Ponkawi Victors, a Kansas state representative, says Native groups need to partner together on issues like Indian child welfare.
Native children, along with Native parents and Native communities, these laws and these guidelines were set in place long ago, and they need to honor them just like the United States need to honor our treaties. And so we need to uphold them the best we can, and we can only do that if we have a state and tribal relationship. And that's where NCI fits in. And so I'm glad it's on NCI's radar, and now it's on my radar as a state legislator in Kansas. And so I think it's important that we need to fight for what we have.
Tribes are seeking next steps in the case as supporters back their efforts to protect the law. Federal officials announced this week the expansion of the Justice Department's Tribal Access Program, which connects tribes to national crime information. Funds will go to help 31 Bureau of Indian Affairs locations access the program by 2020. The program is currently available to 47 tribes nationwide. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.